Exposing Specialization. I'm John Johnson, and we'll talk about that next on MHSAA Perspective, presented by the Michigan Army National Guard.
I'll never forget.
Never forget that moment.
As long as I live.
As long as I live.
My first call up ever as a member of the National Guard.
When we got to the armory, they briefed us on the wildfires. They were getting dangerously close to homes.
Helicopters were going out to drop water on the fires.
Guys in the unit were preparing for firefighting with local fire crews.
At that moment, I got my first taste of just how important the Guard is to my community.
See how the Guard can be an important part of your life at NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Michigan National Guard, aired by the Michigan Association of Broadcasters and this station.
Over the summer, I read several articles on the topic of specialization in youth sports in general and high school sports in particular. Two articles offered the results of studies on specialization. The third referenced one of those studies and opined that specialization was killing high school sports. Okay, we already knew that. Folks have pointed that out for years. But because of the churn, the turnover in age group sports of participants and parents, it's one of those messages that needs to be repeated again and again. For a long time, we have talked about the philosophical reasons against specialization in youth sports, about the benefits of playing on different teams with different kids. Maybe you're a star in one sport, a scrub in another. You get the idea. The notion of multiple sport athletes in schools of all sizes truly at one time made it possible to field large teams in a large number of sports at all levels. It also played into the notion that you played sports year-round growing up, but you played whatever was in season, and you split your time between playing those sports on the sandlot and at the school. This whole thing led to us growing up a heck of a lot more well-rounded. But when you specialize, when you play a sport, singular, year-round growing up, you not only lose out on those lifetime experiences of growing up in all respects with your neighbors and friends from so many different backgrounds, but you put your long-term well-being at risk. Let's start with injuries. I'm not at all surprised when I hear stories of college athletes with injuries that are clearly from overuse. In fact, the one article claimed that over half of youth sports injuries are from overuse. But worse than that, we're not just talking about shin splints here. We're talking about more traumatic injuries, career-ending injuries, one of them being what is already an epidemic for females in sports, torn ACLs. Specialization is a big reason. Now let's go to the root of all evil. Money. What fuels specialization? Wait for it. College scholarships and professional sports careers. But don't take my word for it. There's a page on the NCAA website with the unvarnished truth that so few high school athletes play college sports at any level, fewer with bona fide athletic scholarship money, and if you play that out to the professional level, less than 0.1% of high school football players will play professionally, and not even 0.3% will play some kind of professional basketball. You'd be better off sticking all of that money for travel teams and personal trainers into an educational trust. At least you'd have a guaranteed payout to work with instead of a pipe dream, and you'd probably also have a future. And let's not stop exposing specialization with injuries and the odds being stacked against you. Let's deal you one more card of reality from a recent study at Utah State University related to money in youth sports. That study found that all too often, kids associate the money their parents pour into their sporting experience with parental pressure. And that pressure turns into the sport no longer being fun for the kid, and that's the number one reason that kids quit sports. Yeah, the payoff occurs from time to time, the Utah State folks said, but they also said that probably for every single athletic scholarship earned, there were about 1,000 families that didn't get anything. Join us again next time for another edition of MHSAA Perspective, presented by the Michigan Army National Guard, a production of the MHSAA Network.